This is Unit 20 of Pimsleur's Tagalog.
Pakinggan ang usapang ito.
Mr. Jones has just arrived at the house of Mr. and Mrs. Dimaapi.
Mrs. Dimaapi?
Mr. Jones, pasok. Kumusta ka na?
Mabuti naman. Kumusta na kayo?
Mabuti rin naman kami.
Ma'am, nasaan si Mr. Dimaapi?
Ang asawa ko? Nandoon. Isagani nandito si Mr. Jones. Amerikano siya pero marunong siyang magtagalog.
Kumusta, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, nasaan si Mrs. Jones?
Nasa Amerika siya. Sa New York kami nakatira.
You just heard...
Nasa Amerika.
In America.
Pakinggan ulit. Mrs. Dimaapi.
Mr. Jones, pasok. Kumusta ka na?
Mabuti naman. Kumusta kayo?
Mabuti rin naman kami.
Ma'am, nasaan si Mr. Dimaapi?
Ang asawa ko? Nandoon. Isagani nandito si Mr. Jones. Amerikano siya pero marunong siyang magtagalog.
Kumusta, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, nasaan si Mrs. Jones?
Nasa Amerika siya. Sa New York kami nakatira.
Suppose you're hosting a party at your apartment and the first guest comes to the door. Tell the woman to come in.
Pasok. Pasok ka.
Ask her how she is.
Kumusta?
Now tell a group of people to come in.
Pasok kayo. Pasok kayo.
Do you remember how to say, you all want?
Gusto ninyo? Ninyo? Gusto ninyo?
Now ask, do you all want?
Gusto ninyo ba? Gusto ninyo ba?
Do you all want to drink beer?
Gusto ninyo bang uminom ng beer?
You spot your friendly YY alone. Ask, where's your spouse?
Nasaan ang asawa mo? Nasaan?
Where is he?
Nasaan siya? Nasaan siya?
The YY asks, who, my spouse?
Sino? Ang asawa ko?
Pointing behind her, she says, he's here.
Nandito siya. Nandito siya.
How do you ask her? Does he want to drink beer?
Gusto niya bang uminom ng beer? Niya? Gusto niya bang uminom ng beer?
Before she can answer, an American colleague of Liwaiwai's introduces herself, saying, I'm Liz Martin.
Ako si Liz Martin. Ako si Liz Martin.
Say to her, you're fast at speaking Tagalog.
Ang bilis mong magtagalog. Ang bilis mong magtagalog.
She explains, my spouse is Filipino.
Pilipino ang asawa ko. Pilipino ang asawa ko.
Do you remember the word for we?
Kami. Kami.
How does she say, we live in L.A.?
Sa L.A. kami nakatira. Nakatira. Sa LA kami nakatira.
Ask the woman where her husband is.
Nasaan ang asawa mo? Nasaan ang asawa mo?
How does she answer that he's nowhere to be found?
Wala siya. Wala siya.
Here's how she'd say, in America.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Nasa Amerika. Nasa. Nasa Amerika.
In short, incomplete sentences, you use
nasa
for in. She says again, in America.
Nasa Amerika. Nasa Amerika siya.
Now there's a knock at the door. Say, you all come in.
Pasok kayo.
Using a complete sentence, Liz Martin continues, we live in America.
Sa Amerika kami nakatira. Sa Amerika kami nakatira.
How would she say, we live in LA?
Sa LA kami nakatira.
Now she wants to say, we have a child. First, the word child.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Anak. Anak.
Say the word child.
Anak.
Do you remember the short answer, have, or I have?
Mayroon. Mayroon ako.
And how would you say, we have?
Mayroon kami. Mayroon kami.
Can you guess how the woman would say, we have a child?
Mayroon kaming anak. Mayroon kami. Mayroon kaming. Mayroon kaming anak.
How do you say already?
Na.
In Tagalog, you frequently add already to make a statement sound more definite, like an accomplished fact. Try to say, we already have.
Mayroon na kami.
We already have a child.
Mayroon na kaming anak. Mayroon na kaming anak.
How would the woman say, you all already have?
Mayroon na kayo. Mayroon na kayo.
And how would she ask, do you already have?
Mayroon na ba kayo? Mayroon na ba?
How would she ask, do you all already have a child?
Mayroon na ba kayong anak? Kayo, ng? Mayroon na ba kayong anak?
Answer, we already have a child.
Mayroon na kaming anak.
Try to say, we already have one child.
Mayroon na kaming isang anak. Isa. Mayroon na kaming isang anak.
She asks, where is he?
Nasaan siya?
Try to answer. In America too.
Nasa Amerika rin. Nasa Amerika rin.
He's not here, or he's nowhere to be found.
Wala siya.
Now imagine that some families are at a neighborhood picnic. A friend is serving drinks. How does she ask you, do you want coffee?
Gusto mo ba ng kape? Mo.
Now she asks, and your wife? Does she want coffee?
At ang asawa mo, gusto niya ba ng kape? Niya?
She says again, your wife.
Ang asawa mo.
Now try to say, your child.
Ang anak mo. Ang anak mo.
And what's the word for how many?
Ilan? Ilan?
A woman in front of you is getting many drinks. Ask her, how many children do you have? Ask literally, how many the child of you?
Ilan ang anak mo? Anak. Ilan ang anak mo?
You haven't introduced yourself. Say that you're Philip Johnson.
Ako si Philip Johnson.
Say that you all live in Manila.
Sa Maynila kami nakatira. Sa Maynila kami nakatira.
Here's how to say, we want.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Gusto namin. 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 Gusto namin.
What's the word for we or of us?
Namin.
Your wife says, we want a child.
Gusto namin ng anak. Namin. Gusto namin ng anak.
Another woman joins your group. Ask her, and you?
At ikaw? At ikaw?
She's with her husband. Ask them, do you all already have a child?
Mayroon na ba kayong anak? Mayroon na ba kayong anak?
She answers, yes, we already have a child.
Oo, mayroon na kaming anak.
Now it's your turn to get drinks. Say, we want coffee, please.
Gusto namin ng kape, please.
You get your coffees and hand one to your wife. How does she thank you?
Salamat.
Your wife says again, we want a child.
Gusto namin ng anak.
Now your wife wants to ask the couple how many children they have. Literally, she'll ask, how many the child of you all? Try it.
Ilan ang anak ninyo? Ninyo? Ilan ang anak ninyo?
How does the man answer, My child.
Ang anak ko.
And how would he say, our child?
Ang anak namin.
He says, we have four children. Literally, four child. Try it.
Mayroon kaming apat na anak.
He adds, in America.
Nasa Amerika. Nasa. Nasa Amerika.
Here's how to say three boys.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Tatlong lalaki. Lalaki. Tatlong lalaki.
What's the word for boy or boys?
Lalaki.
She asks, how many?
Ilan? Ilan?
He says, three boys.
Tatlong lalaki.
And one girl.
Pakinggan at ulitin. At isang babae. Babae. Isang babae.
What's the word for girl or girls?
Babae. Babae.
How does your wife ask, is the girl here?
Nandito ba ang babae? Nandito ba ang babae?
How does the man answer that no, she's nowhere to be found?
Wala, wala siya.
Now he asks your hostess and her husband, how many children do you all have?
Ilan ang anak ninyo? Ilan ang anak ninyo?
She says, three only.
Tatlo lang.
One boy.
Isang lalaki. Isang lalaki.
And two girls.
At dalawang babae. Dalawang babae.
Another man says, we have five sons. Just listen.
Mayroon kaming limang anak na lalaki. Mayroon kaming limang anak na lalaki.
How do you say son?
Anak na lalaki. Anak na lalaki.
Can you guess how you'd say daughter?
Anak na babae. Anak na babae.
He says, we have five sons.
Mayroon kaming limang anak na lalaki. Lima. Mayroon kaming limang anak na lalaki.
Try to say, and six daughters.
At anim na anak na babae. Anim na. Anim na anak na babae.
Do you remember how to say none?
Wala.
Try to say, we have no child, or none we child.
Wala kaming anak. Wala kaming anak.
Say, we want a son.
Gusto namin ng anak na lalaki. Gusto namin ng anak na lalaki.
Your wife says, "We want 3 daughters."
Gusto namin ng 3 anak na babae. 3. Gusto namin ng 3 anak na babae.
How would you ask another couple, and you all?
At kayo? At kayo?
How many children do you all have?
Ilan ang anak ninyo?
How does the woman say, 2 only?
Dalawa lang. Dalawa lang.
1 boy and 1 girl.
Isang lalaki at isang babae. Isang lalaki at isang babae.
And how does she say, "We have 1 daughter"?
Mayroon kaming isang anak na babae. Mayroon kaming isang anak na babae.
And 1 son.
At isang anak na lalaki.
A neighbor comes by with drinks. Say, "We want beer."
Gusto namin ng beer. Gusto namin ng beer.
The woman you were talking with indicates her husband and says, "He wants coffee."
Gusto niya ng kape.
Do you remember the word for big?
Malaki.
Going back to your conversation, try to ask the woman, "Is the boy big?"
Malaki ba ang lalaki? Malaki ba ang lalaki?
She answers, "Yes, the boy is already big."
Oo, malaki na ang lalaki. Malaki na. Malaki na ang lalaki.
She says, "He's already big."
Malaki na siya.
Pointing to a group of teenagers, she says, "He's over there."
Nandoon siya.
How do you ask, "And the girl?"
At ang babae?
Try to ask, "Is she already big?"
Malaki na ba siya? Malaki na ba ang babae?
Here's how to say, "Still small."
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Maliit pa. Maliit. Liit. Maliit. Maliit pa.
What's the word for small?
Maliit. Maliit.
The woman says, "The girl's not big yet." Literally, not still big, the girl.
Hindi pa malaki ang babae. Hindi pa malaki.
She adds, "She's still small."
Maliit pa siya. Maliit pa siya.
Ask, "Does she want to eat?"
Gusto niya bang kumain? Gusto niya bang kumain?
Ask, is she over there?
Nandoon ba siya?
The woman repeats, the girl's still small.
Maliit pa ang babae. Maliit pa siya.
Looking around, she says, she's nowhere to be found.
Wala siya. Wala siya.
Ask her, and the boy?
At ang lalaki?
She didn't hear. She asks, what? Who?
Ano? Sino?
After you repeat, she says, the boy's already big.
Malaki na ang lalaki.
She adds, he's already here.
Nandito na siya.
The girl's still small.
Maliit pa ang babae. Maliit pa ang babae.
She's located her daughter. She says, she's over there.
Nandoon siya.
How does she say, we live already in Manila?
Sa Maynila na kami nakatira. Sa Maynila na kami nakatira.
Now let's try a conversation. The woman will speak to you, and I'll tell you how to answer. Listen.
Nasaan ang asawa mo, sir?
Tell her, in Manila.
Nasa Maynila. Nandito siya sa Maynila.
Mayroon na ba kayong anak?
Answer that you have.
Mayroon. Oo, mayroon na. Mayroon na kaming tatlong anak.
Mayroon ba kayong anak na babae?
You have one daughter.
Mayroon kaming isang anak na babae. Oo, mayroon kaming isang anak na babae.
Malaki na ba siya?
Say, not still. She's still little.
Hindi pa. Maliit pa siya. Hindi pa. Maliit pa siya.
This is the end of Unit 20 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow. Copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.